Actually, the record, I just looked at it. I said, I better be recording this. The recording hadn't started. Shit. Sorry.
Okay.
But you're basically going to target on them being ambitious, them want to be the top of their game, get the promotions, and that sudden, if you suddenly have a heart attack or you suddenly have a stroke or you suddenly find yourself with, diabetes, it's not sudden. I can help you to be on top of your game now, and I can help you so that in the future, you know, you're going to stay there, you're going to get even better. And you're not having this risk. And I can identify these risk factors by a simple genetic test and a blood test. And I'm going to give you this consultation for like $300. You're going to get these tests. I'm going to get them done. Whatever. It depends on whether you're including the test or not. If you're going to make it easy for them and they're in the U.S., you know, then you can include the test, get the test done. Mark up for you the time it takes you to analyze, and then mark for the time it takes to present. I'd schedule a 90-minute consultation to do it, right?
Yeah, I was going to say at least it's got to be a 90-minute, but I guess my thing is I got to focus on a few markers instead of the whole 9 yards. Although I also think that because we're talking executives, these guys are going and drinking quite a bit, eating very late. Probably got to look into their liver profile.
Then look at the liver. Yep. That's what I was going to say, liver. But yeah, liver would be good. So, you know, basically it's a complete thing. You know, you don't necessarily, you get the whole test done because it's $97 at Direct Labs to get the whole test done. So what the heck? You get the whole test done. Charge you. You know, so you get the whole test done. You add the extra things onto it. You don't necessarily have to go through it. But here's what I would do if I have a short time with somebody. And we're focused on a particular thing. I'll go, whoa, I see a few other areas we're going to need to look at later. But today we're focusing on blood sugar. Well, there's a little bit of thyroid stuff possibly going on. There are some additional tests I may want you to do. Today we're going to focus on this, but in our wrap up, I'll tell you what I think you need to do future wise. You make sure it's a 90 minute. Maybe you tell them it's an hour to 75 minutes, but you schedule and you tell them to leave a little extra time so that I can wrap up and, you know, so yeah, well, you don't want to tell them it's too much shorter. So tell them it's 75 to 90 minutes, but you're going to gear towards that last 15 is the wrap up. And, but it feels to them like a flow. Okay. So let's wrap this up. We've got, you know, this imbalance, that imbalance, another imbalance. We've got this, this, and the other thing. Here's how I think you should move forward with this. You give them a few, you give them 1 to 3 tips that they can do right away. Just stop eating at bedtime. Okay. Can you do that? Can you just move it forward that, you know, whatever comes out that you think are 1 to 3 things that they could easily implement and get some good change with. And then moving forward, here's what I would do. I'd want to look more closely at the, whatever. I'd want to go there. I want to help you to design this program so that you are optimizing blah, blah, blah. And then you give them a wrap up and you offer them your 3-month program for whatever, $3,000. Is that making sense?
Yeah, no. No. My brain is because I actually just thought about this,
It's a nice package. And I think Tony has a thing where she gets them in on she does a blood chemistry. And that's her enrollment. Tony, if you want to open your line and share a little bit about that, I think other people would help with that because it's something everybody can do. And basically she does that as her enrollment conversation. That's her enrollment. Yeah.
Hi. Okay. So, I get them in with the blood chemistry because, you know, I have a lot of left brain people out there. And then I have a right brain conversation with them and I get them in one of the programs.
And, how often your programs, is that 3 months or 6 months or you customize based on what you see?
I customize based on what I see. That's why I think I'm successful at what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I normally put something together based on what their needs are too. And, that sounds good.
I'm going to interject there about the custom. I think you can customize the program and the kind of support you give them, but I would try to get them to sign up right on the spot, right? This 3-month and this is what we're going to do. I'm going to come back with you with a layout of how this is going to be customized to what you need, but we're going to work together for this length of time. And blah, 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 whatever. And then you get them to deposit.
Yeah, I agree with that. You don't want to take time to develop it and then get them. Just get them with the concept.
Right. And you have that set thing. It's one thing in your shopping cart or whatever you use.
Yeah.
And then you get them in there and then you customize it. But you don't want to overthink it. You don't want to spend like 2 hours for each one customizing a program, making the offer, and then they say no, right? That's not an effective use of your time. So
been there,
you have
done that.
Yeah, been there, done that. What I recommend for all of you to have is to create a checklist of all the different things that you would include with somebody's program. You know, a lab analysis, a stool, I mean, not a stool, it's not, you know, a dietary analysis, and we're going to look at balancing your essential fats because that's critical. That's critical for inflammation and brain health and whatever. We're going to look at balancing your digestion. And you have this list, this cheat sheet list. And I talked to somebody, I think it was Annette maybe, or maybe it was Mihaela that I mentioned this to on one of our private calls. And it's basically, you're just having this checklist that you create of all the things that you generally do. What's your flow with people? What do you typically do first, second, third? Some people you go, oh, yeah, you've got your fats down pat. You're not going to do that. And then on that first call, you can just go through that. You can do it on Zoom or in person. You can show them and you can just check off. You need this. Oh, you're good on this one. We're going to skip that one. You're going to need this, this, and this. And in our time together, these are the things we're going to go through. And that way it's like customized right there on the spot. And you look brilliant.
Actually, I'm just going to start doing some exercise over here that I've learned from a marketing perspective that is looking into, okay, here is my ideal client, okay? Mm-hmm. And here are the three main problems. Just select three of these main problems. Mm-hmm. And then under each one of these three problems or challenges, there's going to be a subset of another three sub-problems they have. And then under each one of those three, you're going to have then what are the things on your tools.
I like that. I like it because so the categorization that makes it easier for them to
find. Yes. So I think this is going to be, so it's going to be, so you end up in the bottom of 27 ways, 27 solutions. The thing is, the solution is not to be, you know, somewhere else. So they're going to be 27 unique solutions. So I think that, you know, I don't know, I've never done that before. I mean, do I have 27 solutions? Probably I have more. I don't know. But I think that would be a good exercise, you know, to see. And that is somewhat what you're talking about here about the checklist.
Yeah, and you had that list. And so in the category of this, we're going to do the in the category of this. And this is the stuff that I think is important for you. You already got the water down. You're drinking plenty of water. We're going to skip that.
Yeah.
You're already working out at the gym or working out with me or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I want to move on to a last minute quick question because I want to make sure everybody else gets a chance to.
I have other questions that we can cover.
Okay, so keep your questions. I'll go around and then we'll come back to you, I'm sure, very quickly. All right?
Thank you. Bye.
Sure.
Thanks.
Sure. All right. Lower hand. And then we have Susan. Unmute.
Oh, where am I? Here I am. Hi.
Hi. You couldn't find yourself. You got to go on a quest.
Where am I?
You find yourself.
Who am I? Why am I here? I'm working with a client. Actually, it's a dear friend of mine who's been in denial about her health for a number of years. And so, you know, we've been watching the slow train wreck starting to head for the wall. Since she had some labs done recently and, you know, she's got all kinds of things going on. Basically, she has Lyme. She's had Epstein-Barr. She's had mono. She's had a diagnosis in the past for IBS. Different stuff going on. But I'm a bit perplexed about her labs. You know, she keeps thinking that her thyroid's off. And in fact, I used the diagrammer and it's clear that the T3 is actually a bit on the low side. You know, it's reflecting that she needs a selenium supplementation.
Or gut healing, right? Because you just said gut, right?
Yeah.
IBS, because that's where 25% of the conversion happens. 75 in the liver, 25 in the gut. So yeah, we can look at the nutrients and that you always want to identify that, but think healing the gut, healing the liver is 75% of all the thyroid that's made.
That's I mean, that's the main thing, right, that we're going to work on.
Yes.
But in her labs, her glucose, her fasting glucose was at 96. Her hemoglobin, 91, her hemoglobin A1C 5.6. And, you know, she's got some renal dysfunction going on. Her electrolytes are really off, like her sodium's high, her potassium's low, the ratio is really high, her CO2's low. This is on the blood chem software interpretation. And then, you know, when you get into lipids, though, it's bizarre because her total cholesterol is 125, her triglycerides are at 44, her LDL is at 57 and her HDL is at 59. So, you know, the total cholesterol goes into the, you know, below standard range on that graph. Triglycerides is below normal, but LDL is optimal, HDL is optimal, VLDL is above optimal. So it's, you know, the ratio is optimal, triglyceride, HDL.
But everything's low, right? Everything's low. And so I would look at when HDL is that much higher than everything else in someone who's not really functional, inflammation, number one. It's not a bad thing, but it's just, you know, when you like little things that keep you kind of do the ticky list. I would look at inflammation, but I would also look at the overall it's low, which means her sex hormones might be low. Right. And it could be that she stress or cortisol might be through the roof, or she might have passed that point of cortisol being high and being low. So it's a matter of finding where she is. Is she depleted completely? Because with the sex hormones that low, you know, you're suspecting that she's either been driving like crazy for a long time and her cortisol still is high, or it's plummeted down. So that's what you want to look at. But the other thing, when going back to the thyroid, we have to make sure we always consider this. The numbers could look 100% perfect. And in a person with that much stuff going on and that much stress, the cells are resistant. Thyroid resistance. We cannot overlook thyroid resistance, in which case we look at homocysteine. We have to look at vitamin A status. We have to look at overall inflammation and cytokine levels. Right? Because that drives it. So those are the kind of things you want to be looking at. She's a mess, right? She's a mess. Yeah. It looks like on the surface, doctors will look at it and go, oh, look at that. Perfect lipid panel, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Blood sugar panel, because she's right at the cusp. She's the forgotten group, right? The people that are good, but the people that have over 100 and hemoglobin A1C of over 5.6, you know, 6, they get maybe a little bit of action. They get maybe a little attention. But this is the group, and we have tons of them that are falling through the cracks as far as the blood sugar. So we know from our pyramid, you know, of looking, we've got to get her nutrients handled, of course. So, you know, but you got to heal the gut and heal the blood sugar. Get her nutrients. So any nutrients that seem out of balance, you Band-Aid right now, right? You Band-Aid while you look for why, which is going to be related to gut, related to adrenals, because electrolyte imbalances are related to adrenals a lot of the time. So we can Band-Aid it. So what nutrients, give her the nutrient assessment thing to do if she's not willing, you know, you don't want to jump in and put a Nutri-Balance somebody until you've done some work with them, because everybody's going to be screwed up and it's $600 down the tube to just tell them what you knew before going into it. So get her on global nutrient supplementation, good liquid minerals to get her mineral levels up. Add extra selenium if you want to, right? Her potassium, you said, was low and her sodium was high, or was it the vice versa? Okay.
I think her potassium was low, her sodium was high.
Okay, so that's typically an adrenal issue. Okay. Again, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the body isn't regulating because of the high levels of adrenal. I'm guessing she might even be in a stage 1 or 2 where she's still producing a lot and she's draining. So the blood levels stay high and the urine levels, because you don't excrete it. So anyway, there's things to look at there. So, and there's stuff in the blood chem software under the section that talks about adrenals, that talks about those blood chemistry. So I'm saying, yes, she's got some adrenal stuff, probably thyroid resistance, not a big deal. The slight low on the free T3. Is free T3 above 3?
No.
It's not. Okay. Where is it?
Something like in the 2.3 range.
So it's low. It's very low. You said it was slightly low, but it really is very low. I mean, 3 is the bottom of the optimal range. You want to get them at least to a 3. So it's quite low. She may be converting if her, what about her 4? Is her 4 up?
In the diagram, her 4 was okay. Let me look at, because it's actually here on
the. So she might have something like a 0.8 or 1 or 9 or 0.9 or 1.1.
4 is 1.45, 3T3, 2.5.
Okay, she has a serious conversion issue, not a slight conversion issue, right? You said slight. When I say slight, I mean they're like one thing away on the diagrammer, but if it's 1.45 on free T4, that's like in a 2, 1 or 2 above the middle, because the middle would be, right? Or maybe right. It's about the middle. I'm not sure where
the
it is.
Diagrammer, it's right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay, so it's a really good T4, but her 3 is way down at like a minus.
Her 3 was way over to the right
in
the diagram.
So yeah, that's something you have to address, right? That conversion. But that might be related to adrenals, because the adrenal... The levels of cortisol, whether they're too high or too low, will impact that conversion. So the conversion is a biggie, right? I always assume they also have resistance until proven otherwise, right? And the markers you can look at for that would be homocysteine, vitamin A, and of course the adrenal stuff. Okay. So here's the deal where I want you to go into this with not trying to fix her particular stuff, but looking at the whole bunch of the stuff. She's out of balance nutritionally. Get her balanced. Get her on some really good, highly absorbed nutrients while you're working on her diet and everything else. And then get that gut, work on that gut and work on the blood sugar. The two of them I would do simultaneously. A lot of people say to me, should I do the blood sugar first and then the gut? Or should I do the gut? Is it okay if I do them together? Do them together.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that because it kind of feels like, okay, which one, you know, but to me it's kind of like at the same
time. I'm almost like wanting to change the pyramid to put them in the same box.
Yeah.
You know, because they are so interconnected. And if you don't get both of those balanced, your adrenals will never get in balance. They may look in balance if you're taking the adrenal hormone replacement, but they're not going to. So those are the core, the blood sugar and the gut, and just work on them. Look at her habits, look at her diet. You know, she has a stressful lifestyle, right? And look at balancing the pillars.
Yep.
And those two. And if you have to do supplementation of nutrients, do it, but know that you really want to get to the root cause, which is most likely the blood sugar in the gut.
Yeah. So in terms of testing, right, I feel like she needs a gut test. You know, it's like, does she do an adrenal test?
Here's the thing. Does she need any testing? I'm going to just buck the system here. Does she need any testing?
Well, so here's my feeling. I don't think she needs an adrenal test because I already can tell that she
fatigue. Right. She has an adrenal dysfunction. You don't know whether it's high or low. Okay. So what else? Why do you need testing?
Her white blood cell count is high. You know, there's indicators all over this report that she's got major inflammation and she's fighting a bacteria.
Okay.
She doesn't have symptoms of H. pylori, so I can have her do a gut assessment just to see if it's worthwhile going in that direction. I know she has nutrient deficiency. Her D3 was low. Her B12 is, I mean, she's got very low MTHFR, right? So, I guess the thing is that I felt like, well, what tests do I do? But
you don't have to do any, right?
Right.
You just work on the diet, the lifestyle, get the nutrients up, get her digesting better, get her chewing her food, get her doing some breathing before she eats, get her your fanny, as Maria would say. You know, you just get the basics. Now, I would ask you, if this woman says to you, I am eating 3 meals a day, they're low glycemic, I don't eat any processed food, then you're going to tests, right? But right now you say, look, I want to save you some money. I can run and do some tests, but let's get some balance going on here. And then we'll run tests, right? Because if you run tests now, she's going to come back a mess. And then what should I do? It's all this stuff. There's so many things. Right. Well,
she's already done that 2 years ago. She spent a small fortune with a functional doctor and didn't get anywhere with it.
So you're going to tell her, I'm going to save you from spending a fortune, but I'm looking at your foundational things. Maria pulls out the little pyramid things and goes, see all this stuff? You have problems in every, does she have any sex hormone imbalances too?
Well, you know, according to her, she doesn't have any symptoms.
Okay. No sex. She has good sex drive. She's good lubrication, all that kind of stuff. All right. So she's got everything up to there, at least, right? She's also got some kidney stuff. So she's got stuff even higher in the pyramid on the functional just derangement right. of organ, right? But she's got all of those core hormone imbalances.
Yeah.
Got imbalances, right? And so you can jump in and say, let's address the thyroid and let's address this. But if you address the stress piece and you address the gut, it's going to help the thyroid. Right? Because all of those are related. So let's jump up because that's the this for that. Okay. What should I do? Yeah. You know, there's a problem with the adrenals. What can you teach her in terms of yoga moves, meditation, heart math, tapping, right? To get her to do that. How do you teach her to do that before she eats? And then I would address what she's eating and give her some supplementation to make up for the differences while you're addressing it and tell her it's a band-aid.
Yeah.
That's how I would handle this person.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You're welcome. Too many tests can overwhelm the practitioner as well as the patient, client.
Just right? Thinking about it overwhelms me.
And you go, well, what do I do? We've got 47 things to do. I know there's, I've worked with people who love them and they have lots of money and they just want to get all the tests done. And then we get the tests back and they go, I have to address this over here. And this is imbalanced over here. And that's imbalanced over here. And I'm like, breathe. Let's just finish one breath. Let's just finish one breath and let's just start chewing food, drinking, and we'll pick the area where I think is most imbalanced. But they get so like that. And then they're on the 47 supplements. We have a couple.
Oh, yeah. She pulled out a box of supplements that she's bought over the last few years.
Okay. Look at them, look for excipients and let her know that her gut is not going to be able to absorb with all those excipients if they have them. If they're capsules and she has problems with her gut, she's not going to really break them down.
Digest raw vegetables.
Oh, then she has low stomach acid on top of it. So we're looking at bitters, right? So we're looking at, this is what I would do, looking at her pillars, start to address the lifestyle habits. Look at digestion. The way I lay it out in our CMDS program is I start at the top. What do we do for digestion first? We start up here. We start here, right? We do the head-heart combination, right? And then it's chewing, right? So you work down the chain. If you try to address the lower bowel, you're going to get in trouble. Now, if you want to throw in, but if she's been taking all these supplements, I was going to say, if you want to throw in some kind of nice antimicrobial stuff, she can incorporate in her food, you know, oregano oil here and that kind of thing. You can do that. But I would say, look at what she's already taking. Explain to her, look, this stuff should be helping you. It's not. We need to focus on the chain. Okay? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. The hardest part is getting them to buy in. But if you explain to them, you don't want them to be spending a fortune on supplements anymore. Don't want them to be spending a fortune on tests. You just want them to start with the basics and move up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Good luck. Good luck. You know, it's funny because people think you're so good at tests and you're so good at interpreting them and all that. And I have to say, what would you do? I'm like, you're not at the point to run tests. I don't run tests on people right away. Right? And some people you have to run them because it's the only way that they're going to take you seriously. They have to see it on paper. And some of the guys like, you know, like Maria's going in with that test because everybody gets their test done and they want to know that, but she's going to use that to guide them into which area is going. And same thing with Tony, you know, that's how you get them in. You sell them what they want. You give them what they need.
Right. Okay? Well, I mean, the one thing that I did tell her when we ended our call today was that I'd make a list of some serum tests that she can get from her doctor.
Yeah.
Because we're about to be ordering some tests. So we can at least start with that.
Yeah. Homocysteine, vitamin A, vitamin D you already know is low. So chances are vitamin A is low too because it's not.
Red blood cell magnesium, red blood cell folate, you know.
And I'd be looking at her liver because I don't think she's absorbing fat real well. Just a guess. Yeah, her adrenals might be draining those, but having those low lipid numbers, she might not be absorbing fat real well.
Okay.
Or not eating enough, not getting enough of her essential fats.
That's right.
Fat phobic people, there's a lot of them out there. A lot of them out there. I think we got a whole bunch of them in our program now because they've come
from. She eats very little fat, but eats a lot of carbohydrates.
Okay, there you go.
Right.
And a lot of times they don't eat a lot of fat because they don't feel good when they do. So they've just naturally, so that again is that liver dysfunction. Start at the top, work your way down, start at the core of the pyramid, get all the habits. So tell them you're going to go through each of these and you're going to get it right. How much water is she drinking? Tony won't let them move on if she doesn't. If they don't, do you want to drink water this time? We're going to talk about water again.
Yeah. I'm starting her on hydration. I mean, this is the first thing. Clearly, she's dehydrated.
Most of them are. And guess what? You can be working with them in a year. We'll have people in ERC and they'll come on one of the calls and we've been in there for 9 months and they get in there and they go, I'm having this problem and this problem. I'm like, how much water do you drink? Not as much as I should. Now you want me to find some magic answer to all these other things that are imbalanced, but you're not hydrating. Like, let's get you hydrated. We cannot defy human nature. We cannot defy our physiology. And there are people like these calls this week. Some of the questions drive me nuts. It's like, and I'm sorry that I didn't get to, I'm trying to balance like all these different screens. And then I went, Susan, and she's gone now. Oh, it's a bummer. Darn.
That's okay. I started falling asleep. It was a very long day.
It was a long day and it was late. But the point is that they ask these questions. I've just gone through a presentation on overcoming belly fat and the underlying cause. And I'm giving them all this information. And then they come up with the question, I have chronic fatigue. What should I do?
Yeah.
Like, have you been sleeping through this whole thing? My doctor says I have high cholesterol, blah, blah, blah. What should I do? Like, join the program and we're going to start with the basics and, you know, yeah. So they want the magic cure. They've been trained since they were babies practically, right? Oh, wow. Here, take this. Suck on the lollipop. Here's an aspirin. It's amazing when my kids would have friends over and suddenly one of the kids would come up to me, can I have an aspirin? I have a headache. And I'd look at him and go, I'm like, we don't have aspirin in my house. And they'd go, what? Well, what do you do if you get a headache? Well, I said, first of all, we rarely get headaches, but if we do, I'll just rub on their temples and I'll, oh, could you do that for me then? I'll do that. I'll do some acupressure and the headache goes away. Right. But it's like that's what they've been trained to do. Right. My kids don't eat foods that cause them to get headaches. And yeah, if they bang their head, they get a headache. Right. If they go out and they do something crazy, they have a headache. Very rarely. Well, I had one that got them when he was stressed out and thought he was going to get hit in the head and die of a hematoma. But my kids also read the internet and looked up symptoms and, you know, and he was like in eighth grade and it was every night. It was like, I have a headache. I'm nauseous. Mommy, don't leave me. I'm going to fall asleep. I had hit in the head this afternoon and I may die of a hematoma. I'm like, oh, that's when my kids got headaches, but I actually got that one under control with a homeopathic. If Lynn's on, she'll appreciate that. I just looked, I'm like desperate fear of dying. And I went, oh, that one sounds good. We gave it to him and he was fine in 2 weeks, but you know, but the point is that that's what they've been trained to do. I digress. They've been trained to just reach for watch TV. I don't watch TV, but if I'm there with my husband, he doesn't watch the commercials. He always watches things 2 hours later and skips through the commercials. So I don't see the commercials, but the commercials are all about indigestion. You don't have to give up your blah, blah, blah. Just take this, right? That's what they're trained to do. And we're just here to educate them about something different. That's all. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else? Let's see. We have Annette next. Net, can you open yourself up?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
No problem. I know it takes a while to get there.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm next. Hold on. So I'm working with my stepdaughter. And so her half-sister, my child, is currently type 1. Mm-hmm. Her brother, the stepdaughter's brother, he is hardcore, big, bad, ugly diabetes type 1. No pancreatic function. I think he's on a minimum of 40 units of long acting at least once a day, probably more. Mm-hmm. So the stepdaughter, her name's Diane, and I have permission to talk about her. She's real concerned about her kidneys.
Yeah.
She's a little wonky on blood sugars, but she's testing. I sent her.
How old is she? Just to give us perspective.
Like 35.
Okay.
And she said, I'm real concerned about my kidneys. And I wrote back, yeah, well, I understand. I said, but you know, what happened with Samantha was different. It wasn't just the diabetes. She gorged on oxalates. And Diane wrote back and she said, well, my concern is because I've eaten a lot of Tylenol over the course of my lifetime. So, she wants to be tested. She wants her kidneys tested. So I know that's not the best place to start, but she needs it for peace of
mind. Oh yeah, that's fine. You know, when you're suspecting a pathology, you need to have it tested, because then what it does is inspires people to take action. Right. Okay.
So yeah. What would you recommend?
On the labs, the first thing is the GFR, bun. I mean, if you're looking at standard lab testing, you want to look at bun creatinine.
Right.
And EGFR. Right.
Uric
acid, and just do a standard kidney panel at the lab with uric acid, and the electrolytes, because kidneys filter. Right. When you add all that up, you might as well get the $97 kind of, you know, panel. But that's where I would start. Now, you look to see, there are other more advanced kidney function tests, but start there, right?
Okay. She had some of these done, like the bun and the creatinine. They were done 4, 5, 6 months ago, and I have those. Okay. She's kind of shaky. And she went back to her doctor and said, you know, I'm concerned and I want to run more. And, you know, he pulled it up and looked and went, oh, you're fine. We don't need to. So.
And did you feel like that? Were they out of the optimal range? Were they high?
She's showing some, not real bad yet, but she's definitely borderline. And knowing about her brother and, of course, you know, my kid, I'd rather, you know, run some tests on her.
Did you do the EGFR, the glomerular filtration?
Yes, ran that on. Yeah.
And that was okay.
If I'm going to do it, I might as well get it done.
We get it done again, because if you think it's borderline, you want to know, has it progressed? Has it stabilized? Is that her norm? Is it getting worse? Is it getting better?
Should I do urinalysis on her too?
Yeah, I would certainly do your analysis, but, you know, you're going to look at bilirubin, it's more liver. I'd do the whole panel, first of all. I mean, I would just do a whole panel and then compare those. Now, other than that, I know there's more advanced, you know, and there's dye and there's a, you know, KUB, you know, and all that kind of stuff. They can look to see, is there a cyst? Is it shrunk? Is there inflammation, glomerular nephritis? You can do antibodies to see if her body's attacking her kidneys. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff. Where would be the best source? Let's see. This book is, I don't know if any of you recognize it, Nahila May from pharmacy school, but Laboratory Diagnostics Fishbone. I bought this book back in probably 1987. Let's see what the date on it is. But it still works. The first edition was 1980. And then my version is from 88. So I must have gotten it in 88. All right. So we're going to look up kidney in the back. This was like the Bible of, you know, lab tests. It has all the details and all the grungy stuff. Ranges, you can't go by these ranges because, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, but you're almost dead. Hey, good. You're not dead yet. Good job. It's amazing what people, when they come on these calls and they tell me what their doctors have tested and what their ranges were, and that the doctor said they were fine. What was the one that they said? And I'm like, holy crap. I think it was like the 2-hour postprandial glucose was 140. The fasting was 110 and the hemoglobin A1C was like 5.8. And the doctor said, don't worry, you're fine. It's just borderline. And then some guy comes on, he has peripheral neuropathy. And he said, I'm diabetic, but the doctor won't tell me that. He says, oh, it's a mild case. He got peripheral neuropathy.
That's that more than mild.
Oh, and he's like, I'm so glad I'm here. He's 70. Oh, it's crazy. You know,
she had, I think her fasting was like 100 and she did a postprandial and she had a 167 and I'm like,
oh no.
Yeah. So she's willing to do the work to turn it around. She doesn't want to go there.
Yeah. So I do the thing because uric acid, but I'm looking at some others. If there's the retrograde pyelography, which is, I think it's a dye kind of test. You can do a sonogram, arteriography. Again, I think that's, you know.
Yeah.
So most of them beyond those basics, uric acid, protein, super important, right? So all the, the protein and all that stuff. Other than that, I would just get the whole thing done and see what you're seeing. And then, if you need to do a scan, then you do a scan.
Yeah. We'll start with the blood and the urine then. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Something else to add, Mihaela?
Yeah. So just for her peace of mind, actually, Tylenol is not kidney toxic. It's liver toxic.
Liver toxic, right.
Right. But she also took Motrin. And I remember her, while I didn't have it in the house, her dad kept a stash of it. Yeah. And she would pop it like it was candy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And so what I'm thinking is if you actually convince her to look a little bit into the liver and clean that a little bit, a lot of her kidney stuff will clear up as well.
Yeah. Okay.
They do like a detox maybe, like a whole body detox. But most likely she did have ibuprofen and that's definitely kidney toxic. So
yeah. Like I said, she would take whatever.
You just take it. They call it, it's generic. It's like Kleenex, right? You didn't buy Kleenex, but you call it Kleenex. Yeah. People call it Tylenol, but it could have been anything, right?
Yeah. She would have taken whatever was there.
Whatever pain reliever was there. Yeah. And, and then of course, working with her, is she willing to make major wholesale dietary changes?
She is. She's very
in the right place because you know what to do.
Yeah. She does not want to go down the diabetes because she's seen it with her brother. Now she's seen it with Samantha and it really scares her. So she is definitely willing.
Good.
She was having really bad stomach problems and I put her on bitters and she did it for a month and she wrote me and she's like, oh my God, it's
nice.
A difference. Nice. So she's already seen results. So she knows that, she's willing to stick it out and get it done.
Yeah. Then I would just do a panel, give her some support. If she does have kidney stuff, look up some herbs that you can give her to just support her kidney, drink some juniper berry tea or something like that.
Parsley,
support her liver, support, say, okay, that this is off, not too bad, this is great, here's what I want you to do, right? These foods, include these foods, maybe milk thistle, if she's had a lot of that, to really support her liver, she can get milk thistle seeds or milk thistle powdered extract, put it in smoothies, she could get milk thistle tincture, however she wants to do it. So that's where I would go. I would do a full panel, support the systems you find out of balance, and then really work with her on what you know, which is, how to get rid of, how to keep the blood sugar under control.
Yeah. And she works in a health food store, so getting the different herbs and teas is real easy for her. So
beautiful. Good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Who else? We have a lot of people on the line today. I think we had 40 people. Oh, no, 40 in the chat. I'm like, 40 people on this. It's the middle of the day. Okay, 12 people, but 40 comments in the chat. All right. Anything from the chat, Lynn, or anybody that I... Oh, yeah, Mihaela, go ahead. Oops, you're muted. I think we go... You do it. I'm taking my hand off.
No, I have a question. I do have a diabetic patient who's... He's type 2, but he is super at the end of the rope, really. And... he's basically one step away before dialysis. So as I'm doing reading about a lot of the nutrients for these patients, a lot of them become not allowed at that stage, like magnesium. And so what can I do for him other than diet, which he's not really compliant? So
wish him luck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be heartless, but if people are not willing to change their diet and their lifestyle, bless them and send them on their way, because that's what you do, right? Bless them and send them on their way. What nutrients? Oh, you know, oh yeah, why can't he take magnesium? I don't know the details about why he couldn't. It's, there's a lot of docs that just say don't take any nutrients because they don't know enough about them, right? So you say, look, if you can't take these nutrients, these are what you need. If you can't take them, I'm going to give you some foods that you can have. Here's a juice or a smoothie or a, you know what I mean? Here's what you can do to repair. Get them to do some intermittent fasting or full-on fasting. I am just such a convinced after my success with this diabetic guy. But yeah, that's a hard one. And people are going to ask that. And you're like,
So if they do, so for diabetics, if they do intermittent fasting, should I recommend that they start slow?
Well, like, if they're on medication or insulin, you got to be super careful, right?
Yeah.
So if you got to be able to monitor them. If you're doing that, you have them go for, you go, what's the longest you ever go without food? If he's on insulin, you got to be really, I mean, you really do got to be careful.
Yeah.
This guy was on insulin that I worked with, but we were really, really careful. I had him testing regularly. But the point is that if he's not on insulin, it's much looser. So you go, how long do you usually go between meals? All right, we're going to do this thing called intermittent fasting. You usually, the longest you go is 6 hours from bedtime. You wake up in the middle of the night, have a snack, and go back to sleep. Or maybe it's 8 hours or 12 hours. Great. Let's just extend it a little bit and see how you do. My guy, he went into a full 20, but he wanted to do 28 days. It's like, I'm ready to do a 28-day water fast. I'm like, hang on, buddy. Hang on. And I said, let's try 24 hours. Have you ever gone 24 hours without eating? No. All right, let's try it. He tried it. Texted me back. That felt great. Can I do it again? Sure. Go do it again. This time I'm doing 2 days. The next thing I know, he's doing 4 days. And I'm like, he goes, I feel great. But the fifth day, my blood sugar got too low. It's because you're still on insulin. You got to talk to your doctor. You got to wean yourself down. You can't do that. You got to watch it. He got off the insulin. He got off the metformin. He got off the hypertension medication. He got off the statins. Now he's doing well. He's struggling with, he's an addict. He's an ex-smoker and then an alcoholic and a food addict, as we found out, you know? So he's working on that right now, but you know, you have to be careful, right? If somebody's on the medications and you can't monitor them regularly, you got to be careful. And it's a liability, right? Especially your pharmacy license. It's totally out of the range of what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
So I would just teach him to stay, you know, without a full history, it's hard to say, but get the fullest history you can. And then just say, where can I insert something that he's willing to do? Right. And you got to get them back to their what? Like, do you want to die? Do you want your legs cut off? Do you want to go blind? Right. That's what he's up against. And if he's not willing to change his diet, then you say, you know, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. He has a lot of stress. He kept telling me, don't tell me what not to eat. Just tell me what to eat. So I'm like, okay. So I got a stack of recipes and I handed them to his wife, but I don't think anything happens.
He doesn't have a big enough why right now.
Right.
I don't understand it because, you know, my big why is I'm too tired to get up in the morning. I'm going to do something about it, right? You know, threatening to have your leg amputated, blindness, kidney failure. He's going to be about to go on dialysis. And you can explain to him, once you're on dialysis, it ain't going to be easy or possible to get off of it. So you want to avoid that. Here's some of the things you can do. If you're not willing to do the diet, I would say bless him and send him on his way.
Okay.
Well, now if it's your father or somebody like that, then, you know.
Have a big fight.
Then we actually get more emotional about it. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. And I just keep having to come down to it with people. If you want to know from me, here's my piece of paper. What do I have to take so that if I light a fire to this paper, it's not going to burn? Well, you can, I don't know, laminate it in thick plastic and maybe then, but this piece of paper is going to burn if you set a fire to it. The human body is going to burn if you keep abusing it, right? And that's the way I look at it. We can't defy the laws of nature. If I drop this, what am I going to do to prevent it from falling? Other than catching it, nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I know it's hard. We want to help everybody, but they have to be willing and ready to help themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who else? Anybody else have questions? Annette, I got Annette. I'll lower her hand. Who else is on? Let me see. What's in the chat? Who wants to talk? Who has anything? Otherwise, I'll go take a 10-minute. Well, we have another call at 4, is it? Lynn, is it 4? Our ACR?
Three? I think it's at 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that one. Maybe it's 3:30. It's
30.
Joseph. 3:30.
His name is Yosef, and he is going to teach about reading the body, like, you know, the energetic stuff. It's really going to be fun. So, and that's at 3:30 today. And he has a handout, and he has some slides. So
he has some slides, yep.
Yep.
Okay, if nobody has it, I can circle back to me.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, before I go, I actually would like to ask, Mihaela. Thank you. Sorry, I apologize. I'm like, how do I pronounce her name? So I apologize for that. So, have you actually asked this guy the tough question of why his reason for living?
No, I haven't. And he's going through major, major stress, and he just has this, like, everything is against me. Like, he's losing his house. He's, you know, it's a lot of drama. And he focuses on that, unfortunately. He's very negative. Like, everything is about his, you know, unfortunate. Then.
Okay, my suggestion there is really don't let this guy go into that rope. I know that it's easier said, but, you know, my clients, when I have my energy audit, I don't continue the conversation until they identify what those things are. And they might say, I want to travel. I want to have more energy. Because I asked them, what would you, you know, if these concerns would be gone, what would you be doing with your life right now? Describe to me, close your eyes and describe it. And some of them go straight, oh, my life is shitty. I said, time out. I didn't ask that. And I said, can you please let me go into the journey? I would love to travel this beautiful life that you have ahead of you. So let's close our eyes and just focus. All gone. What would you be doing differently? And still, they are going to be a lot of times in a superficial way. I would like to travel. I would like to exercise more. That's not a fucking big why. That is really very superficial. And then you let them speak, you listen. And then I said, oh, that sounds great. I love those things too. And I said, but let me, why would you like to travel? What'd you get out of this traveling thing? You know, so then eventually they're going to say, well, I feel good or whatever. You know, eventually you're going to hit a big fear. And one of the clients that I have that has diabetes, eventually he said, I kept going. And this is a man, busy, business owner, yada, yada, a lot of shit going on with his health. He finally said, I'm afraid of the wheelchair. But
I'm going to let you guys talk. I'm going to take this call from my son because he says it's
okay. So I would drive. And once he said that, then you got it. And then you just say one thing, you know, and he's going to go through all this and say, what is one thing that you can start today off? You know, eventually they're going to say, okay, what's going on now? You know, you already know what's going on with this guy, but just try to put some bright light into him as far as, out of all those things, what small step can we take? And start going through questions. If he talks about his house or whatever, sometimes we've got to be a little bit more than a health coach and just, you know. I would not continue much longer without finding what this guy is driven by.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to complain.
Yeah.
And he, and obviously he's not willing to change his nutrition. That tells that really he's not thinking anything but beyond today.
Yeah.
And that's okay to a certain degree, right? But we got a dream. So we got to find out what his dreams are, right? And then you say, okay, tomorrow is a new day. We're going to focus on today. So what can we do today? Right now, right now, right now. You hang up over here right now. It could be just a breathing thing. And you say for the next, you know, week, you're going to breathe every time. You're going to call time out and things like that. I would start very small so this guy can see more positive. So anyway, I just want to say that because I hear, you know, you've got to drive.
Advice.
Yeah.
Got to dig this thing out of every single person first. Yeah. I don't move on without having that very clear to me. And they are discovering. You just listen. You just ask one question.
Yeah.
And when it's superficial, you dive and say, okay, but why the travel? You know, or why would you like to exercise? In reality, it's who the hell likes to exercise? I do, but
I do.
But there is a, yeah, I know I do, but you see, but it wasn't always like that,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you get the bug for it because you feel great.
Yeah.
So most people know that they feel good after exercise, right? But getting up and so what is drive those things? In the end of the day, I feel great and I feel more energetic. Actually, I'm more productive. I'm happy around my kids. And you say, why happy around your kids is important to you? I mean, really? Dive deep? And yeah. People run every day like here, all the way up there.
Yeah.
That's they're going to go nowhere. They're way up there and you got to bring them to the ground.
Yeah.
And you're a pain in the ass doing that.
You are.
But you're a pain in the ass, but nobody's doing this to them. You are their coach. Be their coach, not somebody else from the streets that is listening to their crap. They're complaining every day. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're totally right. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and it's very helpful for me because I don't know that stuff. So I always wonder, but how do you get to the... to motivate these people? You look at them and you're like, you need to help yourself. I can't fast for you. I can't, but why, you know, when you have a hole in your foot for like 6 months and it's not healing and the next thing is to cut your leg, you're one step away from dialysis. Why wouldn't you want to go do a diet? Like, right. I mean, to me it's mind boggling because right. I would be doing it in a heart.
Absolutely.
They are dead inside. They are fucking dead inside. Okay. It's just like those people you say, oh, you want to have cortisol, you know, a good cortisol level so you can run from the tiger. Have you noticed that some people, they don't move? They simply, they look at that and they're dead. They're just
they're frozen, right?
Walking. They're frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but this has happened. They're so overwhelmed with all the negativity that is going on and all this disease. Oh my God, I cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been depressed before and that was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so imagine these people going on this for years or months or whatever. They need somebody to kind of going to challenge them in a kind way with small action. So you just ask the question for them to dream first. And then you say, okay, this is very important. So what do you think that would be easier for us to start? What do you think that is accomplished that we can celebrate? And you tell them, I want to celebrate with you. Next week when we got into this call or whatever, you know, let's see you. I want us to put a step over here that we want to celebrate. We're going to do a happy dance or whatever the guy likes. I don't care. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and then let him make a decision. You allowing him to be empowered against something that he kind of is probably missing because right now he's just overwhelmed.
Yeah. He's seeing all this piling on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So let him take pride of that, you know, and you're just coaching away just a few things. Just remember they are, I think it's a lot for these people, you know, but hopefully this is helpful. Maybe you can
very
listen
helpful.
Back or something and make notes or, and adjust to your, because you know, we're different people, but I think certain questions are the same no matter what personality you and I have. In the end of the day, people need to be driven to that space, because today is all negative and they're in a shithole, and we need to kind of show them the bright light of things, you know, that there is one. Move down medication, you know, by just asking them to dream.
So good job. Good comments. And yeah, this is probably the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Harder than reading labs and harder than the left brain analytical stuff. And when you can get confident and overcome your fear that they're not going to like you if you put them in an uncomfortable position, oh, you're not there to have them like you. You're there to help them get well. And if they're not ready to get well, you know, you could start with the simple question. Okay, why are you asking me this? What's your motivation? And you just keep going. The guy has a hole in his foot. What would you do if you didn't have a hole in your foot? Like, what would life be like if you didn't have to be tied to a dialysis machine and have a hole in your foot? What could life be like? And when you can get them to dream, they're feeling the pressure. There's a lot of stress on them. It's on their head and it's feeling very heavy, right?
Yeah.
And it's a matter of helping to see that there's a way out, and I have a way out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You will.
Okay.
So has her hand up. Let me just give Kimberly a second and see if wants to add to this, or she has something else. Go ahead, Kimberly.
I am trying to help my son again, my 20-year-old, and without very much information, really, because he doesn't want to hear from me too much and does, you know, just not very forthcoming. But he sort of got himself into a situation where his sleep was backwards through like three different addictions, you know, trying to self-medicate, you know, using Google and his friends and whatever, ended up on Benadryl and vaping, and then doing a lot of video games, whatever. Anyway, finally said he wanted to see a sleep doctor. So we went to this guy and he said, you know, stop with the video games at a certain time. You should stop the vaping, take some melatonin at 10. Mm-hmm. So that's coming along. The thing that I'm nervous about is going down this rabbit hole with this doctor, because he said, well, let me look at your tongue. Let me look at your airway, and the airway's obstructed a little bit. He's never had any teeth pulled, and he also has a scalloped tongue. And I spoke with a friend of mine, and her husband has the same doctor. And this guy said, you know, maybe next time we'll do a sleep study, and I'm suspecting sleep apnea. I mean, my son's 20. And so this friend of mine who uses the same doctor, sure enough, he's got sleep apnea, he's on the machine. And I just can't believe he's got sleep apnea. But I don't, you know, the doctor's not talking anything, you know, integrative or any health, any kind of nutrition. Right.
So he's not an integrative doc.
No.
Tongue is an inflammatory marker. In Chinese medicine, it's spleen, stomach, and it's related to digestion. And it's also could be an indication of food allergies. Right. So this tongue gets scalloped, and it's the teeth marks on the side of the tongue because the tongue is swollen and inflamed. So you're really looking at his digestion.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Exactly. I know. And I do have some old labs. I don't know if it's even worth telling you a couple numbers, but I mean, from April of 2016
Oh God.
I know. But I mean, his liver enzymes were just, I guess, really bad.
Oh, his liver enzymes are elevated. So those kind of things were 2 years ago, his liver enzymes are elevated. I mean, is he willing to do some more tests, see where he's at now, and then see what you can do to support him on that? And liver support herbs, if he still has it, you don't want to, you know, go jumping with that. How do you incorporate liver support into the daily regime, right? Things like even castor oil packs can be helpful, and maybe that would relax his system in order to get him to sleep. It seems to me that if he's got these addictions, I mean, he's taking stuff, and I think melatonin is probably a good idea. But again, he's a 20-year-old, right? So you've got to be able to get him to make some changes, right? And again, maybe you try that, what Maria just explained with him, right? I mean, it's harder as his mom, right? Because they want to just shut you up. They don't want you to meddle and pry. But you might be able to have that conversation. Like, what is this doing to your life? What would you be doing if you didn't have this problem? How important is it for you to get this solved? Because I'd like to dig with you, but I don't want to be spending a lot of my time coming up with solutions that you're not willing to implement. I love you. I want to support you, but you need to want this. Right.
Right. I think if I can find a doctor who's, you know, a functional medicine or mm-hmm. integrative doctor who will say this stuff to him, I think he'll do it. He's not going to say it from me. My husband's not terribly supportive. You know, he's just sort of Switzerland right in the middle. But he doesn't really want to change diet and things like that. I don't know. Also, his ferritin levels were high at 145. I don't know.
It's a liver thing too. I mean, that's an instance of liver being too high. I mean, unless he has congenital hemochromatosis. So I would be rechecking that because it doesn't necessarily show. My brother found out he had hemochromatosis when he was in his 30s. Hmm. It's just like a little bit, you know, it doesn't necessarily show real early on. And
And this woman who took his blood, said that he had the most acidic, I don't know if she said blood, but anyway, of anyone she'd ever seen. I don't know. And I personally am having a hard time getting alkaline on Dr. Quebec's plan, but I don't know if anyway, these are some things.
Yeah. Yeah. I would try some of that. I really look at his gut, you know, and see if you can do something with him, with digestion, with bitters, with some, you know, enzymes, with getting him to chew, you know, and certainly getting him to eat better.
Yeah, it's tricky.
That's a tricky one. I know. I have a 19-year-old.
Yeah, they go out with their friends and, you know.
I had two of them, though. Here's the thing. I had two. One's 24, almost 24. The other's almost 20. And the one is like, yeah, go out with your friends, eat what you want, do whatever. The other one is like, he won't do any of it. He's strict, super strict, right? Why? Because I think he doesn't want to feel bad. He just doesn't want to feel bad, and he doesn't want to do damage. So he's got a why. He didn't want to do damage to his body. Mm-hmm. And we started teaching him when he was a year old.
Yeah.
So he really has ingrained with that why. But we started the same thing with the second one. So there's some wiring that they have. The second one has more of those GAD type things, like he's, high strung more. But you know, they're different, right? So it's finding that thing that's going to motivate him to change.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But work on his gut, work on the bitters, work on digest, work on the stuff he can take while you're working on getting him to change those things.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. So Maria, we'll finish with you. There we go.
Okay, so started this yesterday, and I've been thinking, and how do you think that would be a good way to utilize, like, some of these recordings? You know, I have done some kind of a radio thing, you know, that like anything between 8 minutes to 30 minutes, you know, talking about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I have that. And then like my own recording of this PCOS symposiums that I've been, I mean, they're long, you know, they're 35 minutes, 35 to, and then the other one was 45 minutes. But again, it's probably, actually, I never looked at them entirely, but there's going to be some noise. There's going to be some stuff, you know, because it wasn't very, that was me recording from my iPad in the back. And then there are some of the lunch and learnings that I've recorded. I'm thinking, how the hell do I best utilize this, you know, as far as, you know, is that could be maybe for the PCOS, I could maybe take chunks of this and give to women to when they sign up for me. I don't know.
So you want to use it? There's a couple of things. There's a couple of things I want to know more about. Do you want to do it from a marketing perspective so people could see what you do, kind of like a sizzle reel? And that's what they call it. You create a sizzle reel. You really do need somebody who knows what they're doing. You might be able to find one on Odesk who could take bits and pieces, and it shows it looks like you're this, you know, amazing movie star person, because you hear this and then she says this, and then, and you don't even have to have video on all that. You could have audio, and then you just put pictures, you know, pictures of that, what you say. So that's one way to do it. A sizzle reel. That's usually 3 minutes. right? So you're just taking pieces and your gems. It'll take you some time to sit there with each one and write down at 47 minutes and 2 seconds. I want you to take that from there for the next minute and, you know, incorporate it with some of these pictures and graphics. That's a sizzle reel. From the other perspective is educational.
Yeah.
But I asked this question.
More educational.
I'm going to ask this question. Would it be easier for you to spend the time going through all your old videos and pulling out the stuff that are gems, or just record the bloody thing? I mean, just re-record it. And here's what the way you could do it. There's a thing called rev.com where you can get transcripts. Now, they're expensive.
A dollar per minute.
Well, but they have a new thing called Demi, which is computerized. It's a computer generated. They'll get it to you in 2 hours. And it's 10 cents a minute.
Oh.
Okay, so you can send them an hour recording, and for $6, it's all transcribed. Now, there's a lot more errors in it, but who cares? You're getting the gist, and you're going to know what you want. You're going to pull pieces out. Like, that was a gem, right? That was a gem. The cool part about it is they also show you the recording line, and if you can't understand it, because they go, it's like garbly goop here, you just listen, and you can listen in. So it's a really beautiful setup, what they give you. And then you can take pieces of it, and you can just re-record it. You just take, I love what I said here. I said this so beautifully. You put up a slide, you get on Zoom or Instant Teleseminar. You have Zoom, so you do it on Zoom. You put up that screen share slide and you just record yourself saying it, and you can read it right from there, but with enthusiasm, and you get a really good high quality recording of something you said before. Because getting pieces, like if you want them to see, hey, I know what I'm doing and I'm on stages. Yeah, you can just pull pieces out. And give them, say, look, I did this little talk on such and such. You know, if you want to watch it, here you go. And you can give it to them. But if you really...
I'm thinking about, I think there is value in all of it. But there is like a, you know, the time consumption and benefit of what the scissor thing, whatever. That would be more like a general marketing kind of thing.
Right, and have it on your website. Hire Maria.
I think that, but then that's probably what this video guy started doing with me before last year, which I need to reconnect. I started scripting, so I had people on the Zoom, and then he got shots of here. Then I trained somebody, he got shots of that, and eventually it's going to be like a 2-minute thing.
Beautiful.
You know, with a, so that, I think that is more professional than going through my own.
Right. But you also want to take some you live on stage with an audience.
Yeah. And
it only has to be a 10 second clip. So they hear you, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I gave him that. I gave him a couple of these. So do you see value? So let's say that a person, you know, like I told you, some of the PCOS are finding me. So this women show up and they're finding me, would be maybe okay to say, hey, I did a talk on fitness on the symposium. And by the way, I think they can get my PowerPoint presentation from the PCOS challenge. They cannot get the hearing, you know, the audio version. Do you, is that okay? I guess would you send that to them? And I said, hey, this is, I mean, but
if you feel good about it and proud of it, go for it. Send it to them. I mean, are you saying when they've already hired you or they're thinking about it?
No, before, when they're thinking.
Oh, and if it's a talk that's trying to get the value of blood sugar balance with PCOS and fitness with PCOS or whatever it is, then sure, you can send it to them.
They have a time, I mean, 2 or 3 days, let's say, to decide or whatever. So I'm thinking, what can I give to them in the meantime that will keep them engaged?
Yeah, you can do that as an autoresponder, right? And if you think it's too long, you said 30 minutes was the longest, so I don't think it's too long. But you
45 minutes is the last one.
You can always chunk it down, you know, just listen to it and go, okay, I'm going to cut it there and give them two different ones. And then you send them, they sign up to do whatever with you. And then you send them an email that says, hey, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. In the meantime, here's how I want you to get started. Watch this little video clip of me at the PCOS. It'll help you to understand the connection between fitness and diet and PCOS. And then we'll talk more in detail about you. You're talking about people who've signed up for an audit?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or anybody who goes to my website.
Yeah, so it's before an enrollment conference.
Stuff, you know,
I would put it in an autoresponder sequence. They sign up for your free stuff and you do that. And then,
or even for the
by the way, we can do an energy audit. Click here to get it. I would do it in those. We talked about those. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If it's good quality and you were well received, which I know you were, even if the quality of the video is not that great, you just say it. Hey, this is a video. It was shot real, but it's great information. And I'd love to have you listen to it before we talk. I wouldn't do too long, right? Because 45 minutes is a lot and they may not do it, but 15 is great. 20.
I might have an hour. Because I do have segments, from the leptin and growth hormones. So I'm talking about maybe I can take chunks of hormones or whatever it is. Maybe I'm able to segment and break this down. Because I've seen a lot of stuff on YouTube that they just cut it, you know? And so they don't show the whole
Right. You don't have to do the whole thing. No.
And then Will Tyson said, hey, this is just a sample of an area that you might learn a few things here that came from
the CRS. And we had a discussion on Wednesday or whatever, you know, when you sign up for your energy audit to when you always use the word when, not if.
Yeah, I do. I've been correcting.
When you send them an email, you go here, blah, blah. And when you sign up for an energy audit with me, I'm going to share with you how to take that. Oh, and when you, and they're all of a sudden going, when? Well, when do I do it? Okay. Because it shifts their psychology and go, okay, I'm already committed. Because you've assumed they're committed. They're committed. Yeah. And then they, yeah. So, yep, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. That helped me to kind of think about it. So, thanks.
Okay. Good. You're welcome. All right. I think we're at the end of our time together. I don't see any other hands up. Lynn, is there anything else in the chat?
No. I did put a link to that Temi.
Oh, good. Yeah.
If that helps.
Temi.com is that thing with the auto computerized. And it's, you know, it's not great, but it's good. I would say it's good. You wouldn't get it done. I wouldn't take one of these calls, go get it done, and then hand it to you. That would be not good, not pretty.
I want to share something Tony left us with. She says she has a call in a few minutes. It's good to see everyone. You are a way better coach than you think you are. Be curious with compassion.
Yeah.
And that's an excellent message for all of us.
Yes, love it. Be curious. And anybody who doesn't know about Tony's class, I don't know if it started. I don't know if she can still get you in, but she's doing this. And some of you who did the full pay, you know, you got access to it. That was my bonus to you. But those of you who haven't, if you just reach out to her, she is really good at teaching it. And she's going to help you to be that compassionate coach, that curious, compassionate coach. And we're talking that, you know, if this goes really well, it maybe becomes a part of the program later in the future.
She put the link there.
Okay, good.
toselftotalhealth.me/coaches, COACHES.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. I actually have a curious question. We still have room. There you go.
Good.
I have a technical question. Okay. and I'm not sure if anybody has any experience with this or not. It's a computer technical question. I find sometimes that emails don't come to me. People will say, I've sent it, but I didn't get it. They say, well, I show it sent and it's showing up as an open. I've looked at spam. I actually look in my spam several times during the day.
Is it from a person, like a personal email, or is it from a,
it's from me. I'm not getting my own emails that I send to my list. So,
oh, you send them to your list. Okay, so they're,
and I'm opted in.
Sending it to your Gmail.
I'm going to send it to my personal Gmail.
I would check to see. Look up how to find out if you're blacklisted on Gmail. You might be blacklisted. That happened to us, and we had to pay a fortune actually to get somebody to unblacklist us, and it was a pain. It was somebody had gotten our email address and spammed from one of our email addresses, and then we got blacklisted and none of our emails were going through.
Okay. Well, I do know from time to time, I will hear from people that say, you know, like Lynn Rose said, she didn't get any of the emails in this call today.
Really?
Yeah. I will say that. I went into, I don't have any rules for anything. Everything shows up. I always look at all mail. I do know that, I hear from people from time to time with your own mailing list that they say they didn't get anything, and I can look and see we sent it and it is unopened. So I didn't know if it was something.
Yeah, I think that there's this thing with the emails, especially with the big ones like AOL or Gmail, Hotmail, whatever, that they have their, they want to keep spam down. And so they create this stuff and they blacklist people. Now, and they won't even send it through. It's not like it'll come through, you know, spam. It won't even go to your spam box. It just doesn't go through at all. And we've had that happen. I've had that happen. I've sent myself emails sometimes and it's or it's like 15 minutes later. Now, as far as ours are concerned, I want to make sure that's why we started doing it on, the Facebook group. So it might be good to always check the Facebook group, and let's make sure that Doreen also puts in the links, right?
Well, yeah, she can for any PT.
Yes.
But not for INE, because we have people in various.
Well, she could at least put them in the NEPT group for the INE.
Right. And she did this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Yeah. Cause it's a challenge when you don't get that. And
yeah. The other thing I've been looking at too is
the calendar. It is on our schedule. So I would highly recommend that you go to the schedule, and then you just put all those calls on your calendar, knowing that if we're going to change it, we will announce it in the newsletter. So that's something Doreen has to make sure, because there was one call that you and I looked at and it had to be moved like a half an hour earlier and later or whatever. So make sure that she keeps a list of that, and we do it in the weekly newsletter. So that'll be how we send it.
Because I help proof that, I try to be pretty detailed on that. And I know we've looked at some of this. I've been also looking at having a texting service. So that
I've looked at that, and that you can do that in Infusionsoft. We just haven't, when I polled people, they were like, I don't want any more about anybody texting me. But if that's something that people would like, is to have a text that you would get to your cell phone, 10 minutes.
This is a call. Yeah. Hey, reminder.
Right. Hey,
I always have my phone on. I don't always look at my email.
I hardly ever look at my email. It's like a twice a day thing. So I wouldn't see it if somebody sent it, but I love it when I have people who say, hey, your call's starting in 15 minutes. And I go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'll get on it. And I'd love to know from people, if it is something you're interested in, you can put it in the chat, or you can just let
us. Yeah. Nat said she gets a text before her massages and she loves getting it.
Yeah. And how long before, like if you're going to get a massage, you'd want it to be in enough time to be able to put your car on and get in the car and drive there.
Oh, it's a one day. Hers is one day. I personally like the whole idea of a 15 to 30 minute
one. 15 minute, like personally.
Yeah, 15.
If it's 30, it's too much time. I go, oh, I still have 30 minutes. And then I completely forget.
Yep.
But if you have feedback on that, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's not just our server. It's not just, you know, it's a global problem right now. Email delivery is a huge problem.
Right. Well, and Facebook is a huge problem. I can't tell you. I've kind of backed off a little bit because
spam messages.
We kept if I shared a link, once I said happy birthday to somebody and they said it was spam.
Yeah, I've had that happen, but the person got it. And I thought it was because.
Well, you have to click. They send you a notification. You have to click on it right away to say it's not spam.
If it's coming to you or from you?
From you.
I've never gotten a notification, but who knows? Mm. But they sent me a notification, and I just clicked the notification, and then I didn't see anything marked spam, and all my messages were there. And the people, I even put it in there. I was chatting with somebody, and she was asking about the flu shot, and I took a chance and told her my opinion, and I gave a link. She goes, I'd like to know more. Tell me more. And I sent her some links, and your message was marked spam. Your message was marked spam.
Yep.
But then I wrote back to her. I said, Facebook seems to be saying my messages are marked spam. Are you seeing them? She goes, I'm seeing all your messages.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Because
it was freaking me out.
I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff now. And somebody was saying how they're on her particular feed, that they're trying to like get connection and take away the business aspects of it. And what happened with her is if she she put in a topic and it was a controversial topic and there started to be back and forth, it was getting more traction, and suddenly she has this all out brawl on her face, and that's not what she wanted, right? But people, yeah, like people are getting notified that probably shouldn't even be notified. So anyway, who knows?
Yeah.
It's a tool that we have for communicating. Mm-hmm. An awesome way, exactly, we all have to be able to communicate across the globe, share information, and you know, sometimes it's, yeah,
and cross our fingers.
All right.
And in the end of the day, be calm and grounded to yourself, and that's all that matters.
Absolutely. I got up this morning. I didn't get to bed till 4:30 because of some, in the middle of the night, we're on our cart close and people couldn't get on PayPal and everybody's like back and forth. It was like it was 2 p.m. with the traffic that was going back and forth with my help desk, and Lynn was part of that. And I'm like, what's going on? And they couldn't buy with PayPal. And so it was Scott doing manual orders and calling on the phone and getting, you know, with PayPal and all this stuff. And I found some stuff that had to happen. So I did it and I didn't get to bed till 4:30. I'm like, oh Lordy. So I didn't set an alarm. I woke up at like 8:30 and I'm like, oh ding, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do that. I usually get up and I meditate first, but then I'm like, that email, I have to make sure it's corrected. I can't send it out if it has, you know, so I got up and I started going like crazy. And then it was finally, I went, okay, I sent Lynn a message. I said, I'm going to meditate now. All I did was 5 minutes. That's all I could do because I had to come on this call, right? So 5 minutes before this, or 15 minutes before this call, then I had to get dressed. I didn't want to come on in my pajamas. So, you know, we have to fit it in where we can, but that breath, it really helped me. Did I seem like I was frantic and crazy when I got on? Maybe I did, but I didn't feel it.
Not any more than usual.
Not more than usual.
Your energy, you know, your energy.
I have a lot of energy, but it's, yeah, not basic energy. It's,
I don't know. It's, well, it depends. You know, my energy is different than your energy.
Oh, way different. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could be, you know, sleep deprived for 4 days and I'm still, you know, excited about stuff, and then I could crash and go to sleep. But there's times when it's a different energy. Let me tell you, it's a different energy, and I'm like, everything's going wrong, and I'm like, this person needs to do that, that person needs to do that, what are we going to do? But that's what I was kind of this morning, because I had all these, like, I got to get this done, got to get this done, so the message doesn't get out with errors in it. But when I got on, after the 5 minutes of meditation, it was like, you know? So anyway, you guys have a great one. We'll see you in, what time, is it 3:30 or 3 o'clock?
3:30.
3:30. We'll see you in an hour for our other one. If you're interested in it, it's what is it called? Something about reading your face or reading a person?
No. It's reading, not reading your face.
Not face, but something.
It's your body, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. He does a really nice technique, you know, that incorporates that energy kind of thing and reading a person's energy. And
we first heard about him through one of our energy, yeah, recharge coaching members, Lore.
Yes.
And she had done some work with him, and it really was helpful to her.
Yeah.
So,
yep. You know,
there's great value in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we try to give you, and then we're looking at getting, we're trying to get Ben Lynch on at the recommendation of there were some comments going back and forth. I said, okay, we're going to try to get Ben Lynch again. May not be on one of these. It may be on more of a Facebook.
It's the art of listening to the body.
The art of listening to the body. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk to you in a little while. Bye.